This is JIS News. Coming up, over $600 million spent to implement G program since last year. Finance Minister expects amicable public sector wage negotiations and Jamaica to benefit from recent meeting of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean States. The news in detail after this message.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. Over $600 million has been spent to implement projects under Phase 3 of the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, since it was launched in March last year. These projects include routine maintenance activities such as patching of roadways, drain cleaning, and sidewalk construction. Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison, says work in this phase is near completion.
Over 200 projects were implemented during Phase 3 of this program. Phase 3 commenced in March and is close to completion. The majority of these projects are over 96% complete. Each constituency was allocated $10 million to be used mainly for road infrastructure improvement works.
Mr. Morrison was speaking in an interview with JIS News on Monday. Just over 3,230 persons gained employment under Phase 3 while acquiring skills in the areas of drainage construction, spray patching, road repairs, and building construction. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says he expects upcoming wage negotiations between the government and representatives of public sector workers to be completed amicably. The finance minister added that early indications suggest that the public sector trade unions and representational groups are willing to proceed with negotiations despite the limited fiscal space within which the government can operate under the existing economic reform program.
And I have every hope and confidence that the same spirit that guided the early negotiations when wage restraint was accepted will be available to us as a country now as we seek to make up some of the lost ground. It is not possible to do everything that probably would even be justified and which may be expected.
Dr. Phillips also noted that the government is not considering a further wage freeze for the public sector. He was speaking at the recent opening of the Scotia Group Fairview Financial Center in Montego Bay, St. James. In the meantime, the government will table the 2015-2016 budget in February this year as part of a new budget cycle. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says as part of the new cycle, it is proposed that the estimates of expenditure and revenue estimates be laid in the House of Representatives at the same time. This move, he says, is designed to generate more interest and discussion in how the operations of government are financed.
In February, we will be laying the estimates of expenditure and the revenue estimates at the same time. It has been generally the case where the entire parliament is interested in the expenditure side of the budget and the Minister of Finance and the Prime Minister worry about the revenue side of the budget. We have to change that and we have to have a sober, meaningful discussion about how we finance a budget.
The minister was speaking at the recent opening of the Scotia Group Fairview Financial Center in Montego Bay, St. James. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell is projecting that Jamaica and the Caribbean will benefit significantly as a result of their participation in a meeting of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean States, CELAC. Mr. Paulwell says the meeting, which was held January 8 to 9 in Beijing, China, discussed crucial issues which will bear fruit in the short, medium and long term. He says the Chinese government reaffirmed its commitment to develop new ties and expand existing relations with countries in the region. Speaking with JIS News from New York, Mr. Paulwell noted that several important Chinese business entities were represented at the highly confidential meetings and mutual understandings were reached.
Some significant developments have taken place. I can't speak specifically now to some of them, but over time we will see some specific activities emerging out of the bilateral discussions we were able to achieve. There were certain practical outcomes and specific business activities that will flow over time.
The inaugural ministerial meeting of the China CELAC Forum is considered an important event in the relations between China and Latin America and the Caribbean. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.